This podcast of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed is brought to you by Noble Oak Life Insurance. Buy direct and save up to 20%. No advisors, no surprises. It's Noble Life Insurance. Just search Noble Oak.
Hello, podcast.
Hello, everybody.
G'day.
Look, we had a great story about a crow you were very well versed on.
I liked it at 7:30 last night.
Yeah. I always laugh at the ones you send back, and I'm like, he hasn't even read that.
got me at the headline. The story just did not follow through. M burnt my daughter.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Yep.
I didn't mean to. I'm very sorry. And you just dropped it so casually toward the end of the podcast. You guys will hear it. I was putting glitter on her arm, and she wanted it to stick. She's like, make it stick. And I went and got
Let's get this industrial glue out and put it on a two-year-old's skin.
I'm so sorry. I love
She looked
so
amazing,
much.
And she loved sitting there with you doing it creatively.
She's so patient. Yeah, she ran and gave me a hug, and they're like, she normally hates people. And I'm like, well, people can sense their own kind. She knew.
Scouty.
Yeah.
Poor little scouty. She'd be fine once that skin graft is finished.
Oh.
Skin graft.
Shut up.
Have a nice time.
Bye, guys.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Right now, showtime. Are you ready? Are you ready for start time?
Let's find out. Ready, set, go.
Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed.
Yes. Good morning. It's 1 minute past six. How are you, weary travellers?
Excellent. Thank you for asking.
Great to see you.
Oh, dear. I better have some more Hydrolite. It's quite a party.
Yeah, you. Of course, Blacktown Beach Ball was Saturday night.
Yep.
I attended. You attended. You were very merry.
Right to the very end. Like, right when it was just the last bit of music on stage, last two songs. You know what broke me?
You got up on stage with Guy and I uninvited and tried to rap the Battle Scars rap. So I would say
I'm pretty sure Guy looked at me and his eyes said to me, hey, GD, do you want to come up and rap the Battle Scars bit
by
Loopy Fiasco or whoever did it? Whatever.
Because there was no security, you were allowed up on stage.
Right.
And my favourite bit, guys, we'll talk about this later. But as we arrived, this is my favourite bit. As we arrived, there was a big queue coming out of the facility. I'm like, why is everyone lining up? Everyone was lining up to be personally greeted by Grant Denyer at the door.
Yeah.
So he was standing there, making people stand out in the 2 degrees temperatures. It was snowing in Bathurst, but everyone had to stand there to wait to kiss the ring. It was quite something. Why did you do that? Why did you make people line up to meet you?
Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for coming. Thanks for supporting the local farmers.
It was 800 people, dude. You held everyone up so they could...
Wine on the table, beer tabs over there. Yeah, have a great night.
Thanks for coming.
That was my favourite part.
Good
well
on you.
Well done, though. It was a great night. We'll talk about it later. They raised the money they needed, though. You and Chezzy were so fantastic.
Good on you, dude.
Great.
Yes, talk about that at 7 o'clock today. Of course, The Secret Sounds at $65,000. The Coles Little Shop, Madness, Kanye West. It's quite the morning. Let's get into it. The Engine Starter, 60s Love Letters, Train Crows. It's all happening for a Monday, 3 minutes past six.
Sydney, start your engines!
Start your engines, brothers!
All right, where are we starting today?
Oh, Grant's pumped about crows, man. He's wanted to put this at 8 o'clock.
It's just big guys. Sit back and relax. Theme park trains crows to pick up cigarette butts and rubbish.
Yep.
Animals are so clever.
That's the headline. What's the story?
It just unfortunately doesn't get any better.
Hang on.
I was really pumped about this, and then I read it, and now I'm less pumped about it.
See, that whole sentence is concerning. You put something on the show you hadn't read.
No, I had read it. I was like, oh, this is a little cute little crows.
Tell
Look
me.
Go.
Tell
They're
me.
They're going to take over the world. Mm. Six clever crows, specially trained to pick up cigarette butts and rubbish, will be put to work next week in a French theme park, right?
Right. What's the theme park?
So it's one of the greats. It's an historical one called Peur de Feu Park.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, Peur de Feu.
Peur de Feu.
Mm-hmm.
And
what's the best ride at Peur de Feu?
Oh, it's the merry-go-round. They love it. It's historic. So it's classic stuff. Oh, maybe the chair swing? You know, on the chains?
Oh, the Peur de Feu chair swing.
Oh, the Peur de Feu chair swing. The artwork on that thing is amazing. That's why it's historically recognised.
Great.
They use a small box, right, which delivers like a little pinch of bird food each time one of these crazy crows comes back with a cigarette butt or a piece of rubbish.
Oh, great.
Which is great.
Mm.
So, no, they're particularly intelligent, the old crows.
No.
They come in handy until, of course, they start to turn on humanity and then, because they remember faces. You ever heard that fact, crows?
No, that's magpies.
Oh, Sure.
Well done. It's Matt Price.
Yeah, thanks that's why they everybody.
So,
I've got a story.
The bits that, just quickly, the bits he left out
is
that they are, that Puy de Fou is a historical, it's like a Game of Thronesy sort of place. You can go to live through revolutions. Mm-hmm. And the particular, they are New Caledonian crows, which are the most intelligent type. In the past, New Caledonian crows, thank you, have made their own tools and can solve collaborative problems.
That's great.
It's actually called rooks, if you want to get really specific and we want to just sort of nail down the
details. Okay, we can all read the article, boys. We can see that. let's move on. This is my favorite pick.
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, a group of sisters were going through their mum's old letters, and they thought this would be nice. And they stumbled upon what they realized was their father's handwriting, and they realized that it was a love letter written from their father to their mother, who have long since passed. And they got together, and they were holding hands and just weeping, getting ready to read the most romantic things. And it turns out it wasn't exactly the romantic love notes they were hoping for. It was more the father talking about how much he loved shagging. Here's the tweet from one of the daughters. After my mum died, we found letters tied in a bow from Dad when he worked away in London in the 60s. My crying sisters and I held hands, opened one, and the whole thing was about how he missed shagging her. Apparently a bit of a goer. Didn't read the rest.
That's so nice.
Didn't read the rest. That was enough.
What was that, man?
That was a zip.
Unleashing a penis.
Oh.
And so...
elderly penis.
People would.
Hello, Grandma.
Got a prostate problem.
Good to see you.
People were tweeting her going, oh, that's so nice. You know, must be nice to know your parents were still actively passionate. And she said, oh, actually, reading the sexual acts your mum has performed on your dad.
Whoa.
Kind of isn't as romantic as you think.
They got to post the letter. They have to just post the letter. They don't have to read it. We'll read it.
Does anyone else want to know what dad was doing to mum? I do.
Yeah, what else does he do?
Maybe we get the crows in there to retrieve the letters.
Go get them.
The rooks.
Guys, a secret sound. The secret sound is at, 65,000. It is this. One more time. How are we all feeling about it? How's our guesses
perplexed.
Going? Internal guesses.
I still feel like it's multiple things being flicked, but I don't know what. Mm. Like plastic. Let me listen. Something plastic being flicked. There's lots of it. That's
like laminated cards or something.
Or maybe like you know, like those wired drum brushes being hit against a hand, or spaghetti, raw spaghetti being hit against a hand. I don't know.
So on the website is all of the incorrect guesses, but the most the most common guess that we get even now is hole punch. Still, people are ringing up our producers and saying hole punch.
We need to get someone to get us an actual hole punch sound so we can show people just how wrong they are.
We'll do that tomorrow. We'll have an actual hole punch.
Exercise.
Then I'm speaking to our friends on the Gold Coast who just done Secret Sound. I said, hey, what's the number one? I didn't even get it out. Hole punch.
Are they the ones that have the flat rate that doesn't go up every day?
Yes, it's
amazing.
The same. It's just punishingly consistent. So what I've done is, to the tune of We Didn't Start the Fire, the Billy Joel classic, I've just put together a number of incorrect guesses that hopefully we can put these to bed forever and we can all move on and find out what it is.
What is the secret sound? Here are some things that we know it's not. What is the secret sound? Here are other guesses that it's just not this. Hole punch, label maker, spaghetti, celery, mouse click, glow stick, Kit Kat, chopsticks, locking car, umbrella, playing card, matchstick, snapped in half. It's just not that. Stop saying it. Clicking in a seatbelt, using a Teledex, onion with the skin on a clothing tag, gun. Hole punch, lettuce crunch, unrolling a newspaper, playing with slime in a container. Guys, it's not a freaking hole punch. Here are some things that we know it's got. What is the secret sound? Oh God, it's not a freaking hole punch. Stop saying hole punch. In the 100 years this contest has been on, it's never been a hole punch. Stop ringing up and saying hole punch.
Stunning.
Oh yeah, g'day. Is it a hole punch?
Stunning. Stunning.
Now, 131060, have you given yourself or have you suffered an unusual injury? I've got something I didn't think I'd be saying. I've got passes to see Kesha.
Wow.
To give to folks. Look at that.
That's right a there. Good thing.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's a great thing.
Great tickets.
Yeah, she gives good concerts.
Good voice.
Great voice. So, you guys have got a list of various ones, but 131060,
you get one?
I've got two, and I'll give you the first one quickly just to get us going.
Did you get a personal one?
Yes, I've injured myself unusually in the same, two different ways in the same week.
Goodness.
First one is we went away, my wife and I, and we bought this like lavender, bliss balls, but they're like circular soaps from a lavender shop.
Oh yeah, but with all the bits in them,
yeah,
natural.
Yes. And I was like, I'm going to use the lavender soap when I was in the shower. And as I picked it up and I started using it, I looked down and my leg was bleeding. And
because of the leaves, the dried leaves.
Worse, somehow. A razor had got stuck to the back of the ball and I didn't see it.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's like that nightmare I have about razor blades in water slides.
This is like that in a shower.
Oh, my God.
And I'm just shaving my leg off as I look down. I'm like,
I thought you meant you scratched yourself on the potpourri, but it's even worse.
No, it was like,
so you've sat the soap on top of the razor blade. You
my
picked
wife
the soap
has.
Up and it's taken it.
Yeah, my wife has.
Bleh.
It was.
All right, well, that's a good one. Injured on a lavender ball is very good.
Yeah. Did you look down at the plug hole? Is it like a scene out of, you know, Psycho?
I just thought this
just for it circling and going down the drain hole.
I did, and I thought, this is not the relaxing effect it's meant to have. Unusual injuries. What have you done to yourself or in and around?
Elephantitis of the testicle.
What did happen?
Sorry, what?
Elephantitis of the testicle.
How did you do it?
I had a long flight haul to London and didn't move, like was in a deep, deep sleep for the entire time. And I must have had my legs crossed a little bit. And what had happened was, is like the cord obviously got crimped of the testicle. And then when I get down the other end, I've gone, I'm a little bit sore, pulled my pants down. And one of them is like five times bigger than the other one, like enormous.
And?
Well, and then we go straight to the hospital. It's like Sunday.
You went to the hospital?
No, so I went straight to the hotel. It's on Sunday. So we had to get a doctor to come to the hotel. So I got this doctor sort of poking around downstairs.
Fantastic.
And he's gone, mate, I've never seen anything so impressive in my life. And
did he say impressive?
He did. And I said, you're not helping. And he goes, mate, if you knew the English health system, he said, get back on that plane right now and go back to Australia for the best possible care. So that's exactly what we did.
Really? Just because you had a big ball?
Mate, it was enormous. I didn't know if it was going to explode and if I didn't know if I was going to die in hospital over there.
So you left England because of a big ball?
I was there for 24 hours, not even 20 hours.
What, they just pop it with a needle when they go? What they do?
There's a lot of sort of trying to coerce
what's
the
going
ball
on,
to
man?
Sort of trying
that's
to
mad.
Spin it around to unblock
untangle
the cord.
It.
Yeah, like manually trying to it was like them. He had his hand down there like he was twisting a light bulb.
Wow. Oh my dear God in heaven on a cloud.
You're going to win today.
Okay. Well, in 2017, 1,700 people were struck by a cow.
Yeah, a goalkeeper last year in football missed a lot of a season because he got hit by a cow in a field.
Do you know how many people die of coconuts?
Field? Oh.
Apparently, people die of coconuts falling from the sky a lot.
That. I do not like that.
Apparently, that is a really common cause of death in areas where coconuts are prevalent.
Wasn't there a musician that got hit on the head by a tree?
Coconut?
Was it Richie Sambora?
Really?
Yeah. Fell down. While
Kim.
Was...
Kim's coming in. Yeah, Kim Jong.
Keith Richards.
Keith Richards. Fiji. That would have helped.
In
you.
Well Fiji, nothing kills him.
What's the coconut
injury? imagine after all those years of abuse, he got killed by a coconut.
There you go. 150 people die from coconuts a year.
No, I think that might have been an urban legend.
Really?
Yeah, I think.
Still a good story.
It's still a legend, but still, it's still.
I believe it.
Even one is a lot.
Yeah.
Jared from Appen, unusual injury.
On Saturday, my wife actually broke her toe from a water bottle falling out of the fridge.
Oh, Jesus. Jesus.
Oh, I mean, sorry to laugh.
Oh, my God.
No, I did.
That's terrible. That's Kesha, double pass to see Kesha for
that's
that. Jasmine from Springwood. Jasmine, you've injured yourself. What did you do?
I dislocated my knee, moisturising my legs.
How did you manage that, Jasmine?
I had my foot on the edge of the bench and I lost my balance and, yeah.
Oh, dang. Sally.
Oh, you poor little thing.
They're good.
Double pass for Kesha to you, you cute thing.
That's cute.
We're all still thinking about Grant's giant ball.
I mean, so when you got back to Australia, weren't you worried when you flew it out to see the thing would explode?
Yeah, it did. And because we didn't know if it was an infection of some sort or what it was.
Who was with you?
And eventually Shezzy was with me, thankfully.
So you've ruined the trip. You've ruined that trip.
Oh, darling, it's going to need another twist. You better get down there.
Right. You're a bad person.
Oh, for God's sake. She is a good woman.
It's for medical reasons.
You know what? She is the backbone of your family, Grant Tenure. I witnessed it on the weekend. I will not have you speak ever in that fashion.
That might have been the time I thought the relationship was over, quite frankly.
Oh, my God. Oh, big ball, Tenure.
Get all the M, Grant and Ed you've missed. Download and subscribe to the podcast now at todayfm.com.au. Forget the alphabet and the adults. This is
Alphabet Kids.
Right on 7 o'clock, yes it is. Grant Denyer, who would like to win $10,000 this morning?
Chelsea from Ropes Crossing is now ready to play Today FM's Alpha Bucks, aren't you, Chelsea?
Hi, guys. Hi, Em. Congratulations.
Aw, thanks, Chelsea. That's really cute. Hey, did you have a good weekend?
Yes.
What'd you do?
I went to Aqua Golf with my dad.
That's fun.
Wow. Aqua Golf? What's How aqua does golf? That work?
Yeah. What do you do?
So you get a golf club, you get a golf ball, you get a bucket of them, and then you have to try and hit, like you could win money, you can, there's like letters, and you have to try and get them in the net, and then there's like,
Yeah, here we are.
There's like animals that you have to hit so you can win a ticket.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man.
Sounds fun.
That's fun, Chelsea.
All right. Well, let's win some money, Chelsea.
Best of luck, Chelsea. 30 seconds to answer 10 questions. All your answers must start with the letter A today. So A for antelope. Okay?
Okay.
For each question you get right, you'll score $100 with a chance to win up to 10 grand. If you don't know an answer, that's okay. Just say pass and then we'll move on to the next question. We must take the first answer. You can't use the same answer twice and the adjudicator's word is final and mum and dad can't help. You ready, Chelsea? Your letter is A. Here we go.
Yep.
Name a fruit.
Apple.
A month of the year.
April.
A sport.
Pass.
A colour.
Aqua.
A country.
Australia.
Boy's name?
Adam.
Relative?
Addy.
Disney character?
Pass.
Oh, now hang on. I'm going to question relative because you said name a relative and, well, you didn't say a type of relative. So technically, you said Addy, who I'm assuming is one of your relatives, Chelsea.
Who's Addy?
Correct?
My sister.
Well, that is a relative.
That's a relative.
We're going to give you that one. Yep. $600, Chelsea.
Yay.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Have a great day, doll.
You too.
Oh, I love
Chelsea. Have
She's
a great.
So delicious.
It is 2 minutes past seven. We're coming back. You guys had a huge weekend at the Black Tie and Boots Ball in Bathurst, raising money for farmers.
Absolutely amazing night. And let's just say, Emma just set the room on fire. And there's a good chance that Bathurst learned some words that they hadn't heard before.
I left some out deliberately. Yeah. Saturday night, Black Tie and Boots Ball went down in Bathurst. Now, Grant, you had an aim to raise how much?
We wanted to get to $150,000 to get a counsellor on the ground full-time to just go and service our farmers and make sure they're okay.
Sadly, you fell $7 short.
$7 short.
$7
Which is incredible.
I can't believe you didn't round it up, though. Like, they showed the total, and I'm like, guys, for the sake of PR, let's round it up. I'll give you the $7.
But we've got one. We've got a counsellor coming in 4 weeks' time, within four weeks. So we nailed it.
Well
it was,
done.
That was big.
That's all you. That's you and your wife,
that's
man.
Fantastic.
It was really
that's
such
really
a wonderful
good.
Night. And thanks for travelling up. It's great to have you and Scotty there. Incredible, incredible set. Very, very funny.
Oh, thank you. I was a bit nervous going up. I'm not going to lie, because it's not my usual crowd.
I'm not going to lie. I was nervous for the town.
For Bathurst.
And I just opened with some nipple gear, really sedate.
It's all right.
You know, and I just thought I'd just ease them in with fighter pilot thumbs on my chest, fleshy coat hooks, because that's what happens when you breastfeed. I told all the young ladies in the room to take a picture of their nipples, that they'd stand and clap and cheer when someone pooed in a container in front of them. Like, they yep. took it pretty well.
They did.
But there's something happened the next morning that I don't know. I mean, have we said all that we need to say about the ball? Do you want to thank Rule well, no, and all that?
No, it was good. Look, a big, massive thank you to Guy Sebastian as well for coming up and putting on a killer set. The dance floor was just chock-a-block the whole night. There was a great vibe in the room. I was kind of wasn't quite sure how the night would play out because it's quite a somber experience to be in the country right now because there's so many people doing it tough.
Yeah.
I didn't know if the room would reflect that, but it was just a night to celebrate. Very generous when it came to the auction. We made a lot of money there, which has allowed us to get this council.
Is there anything, you know, if people weren't there, is there any pictures or where can we see photos or video or anything? Where can we see any of that action?
Oh, yeah, there's some video.
There's some on our Insta story. Right, don't go to Today FM because I don't think that truly reflects the nature of the night, the posts that are currently up on our
Today FM. The 3 a.m. Macca's run that you made. Go watch that video. It's at the Today FM Instagram.
There we go, Today FM Instagram.
I think the night was going fine until I got on stage, someone brought me a gigantic boot full of beer. So instead of doing a
shooey,
I did a booty. I did a booty on the stage and I had a good go at it. And I think that was probably not a great idea.
I also learned that country drunk's different to city drunk too.
Well, the guy gave it to me had no teeth. So if he wasn't taking care of his teeth, he probably wasn't taking care of his foot. So I drank out of that thing. So pray for me, Australia.
That's great.
Well, the next morning I went to Kim's Country Coffee. It was stunning. Stunning
great
cafe.
Place. Good menu.
And it was a great menu. And we were sitting there and this guy walked in. I want you to imagine like Bill Heslop from Muriel's Wedding. Like he walked in and he was really loud and he's like, "I have my usual table, darling." So he sat down right at the front and it was very loud. And Scott and I were sitting two tables over, and the waitress came over and she said, "Oh, how'd you go last night?" I won't say his name. I'll say it's Fish. And he's like, "Oh yeah, it was a great night, you know. But oh god, that female comic, you know." I just didn't get it. I didn't get where everyone was laughing. You know, I don't know about that. I don't know about female comics. And the waitress was just staring at him. And I was just going, oh, my God.
Oh, God. And Scotty with you. He's with you at this point.
Yeah, Scotty was just looking at me. And Scotty's grabbed the side of my arm. And my heart was racing. And I was so embarrassed. And then the wife's like, "Oh, I thought she was great. Oh, I really loved it." He goes, "Yeah, you would." And then he just kept going about how I was a female comic. And then the waitress said to him, "Oh, she's just sitting there." And then he just about, but you know, it was the other people at the table that didn't get it. Oh, I thought she was fantastic.
There you go. Outface.
So then I stood up and I walked around to pay and I walked back towards the door and he got up and stood in my face and said, "Oh, weird. Darling, you were fantastic last night." And at that moment, I had a choice. I could have just walked out and I could have just said thank you, but something in me snapped. And I just looked at him and I said, "Oh, well, apparently not, mate. I heard everything you just said." And he goes, "Oh, no, let me explain." And I put my hand up in his face and I said, "I've had just about enough from you. Thank you. I'll be leaving." And then he took another step toward me and I said, "No, if you say one more word, I will be forced to do something." And he's just staring at me. And then I opened the door and I walked out and Scotty came up behind me and he goes, "That was awesome."
Yeah.
He said, "I didn't know what you were going to do, but that was really, like, the first time I think my husband's ever been impressed of anything I've ever done. It's the greatest thing ever." And I was so proud of myself.
That's excellent. Yeah. Was he nervous, Scotty? Because it could have gone anywhere.
Because we're in the car and I said to him, "Are you okay?" And he's like, "Oh, I didn't know. I didn't know if you were going to hit him because he was much bigger than me. And I don't know if I was going to have to step in." But he said, "I'm so proud of you." I know. You know when you make your husband proud because it's so hard? He was looking at me in awe.
There you go.
It's like, thanks, mate.
Thanks, mate.
Hey, and full of love.
See, and if you want to be proud of Grant, you can see that Shuey is up at Insta, apparently.
Oh, no, is it?
Sadly enough.
I have long time admired Kanye West for just being Kanye and not really seeming to care what anyone else thinks.
Yep.
You know, I respect that he's got his brand, his thoughts and his feelings, and he just is who he is. Like when you're ordering Kanye on the member menu, you know what you're getting.
Yeah, you've been loyal the whole time.
I have been loyal, and I also respect his creative process. I think he's a genius. But unfortunately, he has said something that I can now no longer defend him. I want you to think of all the things Kanye has said, and he's said something that's pushed me off the edge. Okay, so he appeared on Jimmy Kimmel.
Right.
And Jimmy asked him... Well, I'm just going to let you hear.
Okay, here we go.
Do you feel like your attitude towards women has changed since having daughters?
Nah, I still look at Pornhub and...
What kind of stuff do you look at? What categories?
A lot of Black on white, obviously.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. It's mirroring your own self, your own situation.
My own reality.
Yeah, right.
I don't know if daughters and Pornhub should be mentioned.
Not a same sentence.
But.
No. People were clapping.
People were, I'm like, what? Stop clapping,
people,
idiots.
People don't know what to do.
I know, they're just
like, oh.
I know. What would you do in that?
No, you're like, oh.
Well, I feel like crying and showering at the same time.
Well, you got to remember in those shows that audience is threatened within an inch of their life if they don't clap.
So true, you get
it's
frog
like
march.
Feud, yeah.
Clap for family. Clap for Pornhub.
You know, but Pornhub has responded with giving him a lifetime membership to the gold level of the X-ray.
Congratulations,
so
Kanye.
So Kanye got something. But Kanye's been on a bit of a roll this week. He was there promoting his latest single, which is called Ecstasy, spelt X-T-C-Y. Mm. Now, you know, just when you thought romance was dead, mm-hmm. Kanye in the song mentions that, well, have a listen.
You got sick thoughts, I got more of them. You got a sister-in-law, you a smash, I got four of them. Damn, those is your sisters. You did something unholy to them pictures. Damn, you need to be locked up. Nah, we need a bigger hot tub.
Wow.
So he said in the most romantic fashion, he would smash all four of his sister-in-laws in the hot tub. So that's Chloe and Courtney and
the other ones.
Kylie. No, Caitlin's the dad, mum.
Oh, right. Okay.
I don't know if he was included. Kendall. Oh, I mean, it's nice to keep it in the family.
So
I mean, it's nice just, for it's Christmas, just a, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. You have a family barbecue. You know what he's. He goes, why
guys,
is he scanning Chloe up and down right now?
Let's get in the spa, guys. Come on.
This is the problem with rappers and romance, though, because
what the hell's happened to him this week?
These Kardashians, they ruin you. This is what they do. They've ruined Kanye's.
Do you think?
Yeah, I got you. Oh, sporting careers, even Kanye.
His rapping has gone downhill. And let's think about High School Dropout or Graduation. That album, Jesus
album.
Walks.
Amazing album.
And now he's smashing Kardashians in hot tubs.
Pooper to Scoop. Let's not forget Pooper to Scoop.
Pooper to Scoop.
They're
what a great track.
They've Kardashianed him. They've NBA'd him.
They've completely ruined him. So rappers have trouble with love. We know that.
Yeah.
We know that.
Yeah.
And Australia's premier rapper,
tell me.
Dean from Married at First Sight. Mm. He's, because we all know Dean from his classic when he was with Tracy on Married at First Sight, and MC Visions released, dropped this track.
Hey, yo, Tracy, my little lady, you drive me crazy. After last week on the couch, yo, I know you probably hate me, but you gave me a shot.
Grant.
You're so hot. Plus, your brain is next level. Come on, show me what you got.
All right. Thank you, MC Visions.
So I mean, that's better than Pooper to Scoop.
That is better. You're right.
Let's be real.
But MC Visions has moved on. What? Him and Tracy didn't work out, and Dean has been pictured with a Laura. Formula bachelorette and bachelor contestant. She's the one with the tattoos on her legs, the sort of...
I remember, she's quite feisty.
Yeah, the feisty one.
Mm-hmm.
And MC Visions has dropped a new track.
Amazing.
To tell us about his love for Allura.
Hey, you're Allura. You know I adore ya. You can call me Dora, because I want to explore ya.
Come on, Dean.
That's his best one.
Come on, Dean, that's not nice. The sound, not secret, over the weekend was people going crazy for the Coles mini shop swap days.
Oh, my God.
Now,
these are little things, aren't they? They're little things that are like miniature versions of grocery items that are now available at Coles.
Yeah, spend 30 bucks, you get them, and there was a swap meet. Hundreds of people turned out at my spiritual home, Coles in Westfield, at the Bondi Shopping Centre, Bondi Junction Shopping Centre. And I just want to know if people are, who's into this stuff? 131060, if you've got, are you into it? Or is there someone in your family that's mad for these Coles mini shop things?
Well, could we help people swap too?
Yeah, actually, if you've got one.
And you got a double and you need something.
Oh, yeah, what do you need? Actually, let us know what you need, because we're people who knows people. I'm looking at it now, at some of them now, the Milo tin.
Dude, a full set is worth $1,000 on eBay.
I can't believe that when I saw that. $1,000 for a complete set.
That's crazy.
You know, I don't know. I'm wondering how much this is actually appealing to kids as much as it is
the adults.
Because I think they're the ones driving down there for this swap meet, not the kids.
Can I tell you, tiny things are really appealing to me. There's something about the tiny
things.
It's
so true.
Because I love scrapbooking and I love getting myself a little tiny, you know, little teddy, little pants, little eyes.
This is perfect then.
Yeah. Do you feel like some just a miniature Huggies nappies? Is that what you're after right now?
Yeah. Mount Franklin. I love a little Nutella. All right, so we want people. What do you need?
Yeah, what do you need? What are you desperately looking for? The Kolsch Mini Shop. We may be able to help.
The only way to get even more M. Grant and Ed is to download and subscribe to the podcast. Head to todayfm.com.au.
So, Kolsch Minis. Chaos at Kolsch. Thousands of shoppers flood supermarkets across the country just to swap plastic toys.
Tiny, you know, teensy little plastic toys.
We know someone who drove 40 minutes to go and get a little water bottle that was available on Gumtree.
Wow. What?
Yeah.
I'm looking at it. Oh, the little Mount Franklin bottle.
Yeah.
That's that one.
Oh, isn't the that little crazy? Vegemite's cute. Oh, the chicken noodles. You know, I love that.
There's that one.
Canteen. A little Morlo. Is it a proper tin?
No, I believe they're all plastic.
It is a 3D. Oh, my God. These are so cute. I need a full set, guys.
Well, what you just said,
there's
Ed,
a yogurt. There's a pouch.
It's quite a good point, is how we're all going nuts over not using plastic bags, yet we're all going nuts over these little plastic toys.
Well, I went to the swap meet, and I got the small bottle of toothpaste.
Great.
Yeah, I swapped 50 single-use plastic bags for it.
But, you know, you've got to also spare a thought for the poor ladies and men working at the checkout, because now they've gone through the plastic bag, now they're being abused for the little toys.
Exactly.
Because people are like, oh, can you give me two? Drug dealers, go and give us another one.
And if you say no, I spent some money at Coles the other day, and they went to house, and said, no, thanks. And the woman looked at me like...
I said,
no, I don't want
crazy.
It. I'm not into it. Now, Kylie from Gregory Hills. Hi, Kylie.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, Kylie, you on the train? You on the Kolsch Mini train?
I am. They're just so cute and adorable. I can't help myself.
But what now? What
is it for you or for your children?
No, I'd love to say it to the kids, but it's not. It's for me.
Hey, Kylie, what do you need?
My daughter thinks she's going to get them, but she's not.
What do you need, Kylie? What do you need? What are you in the market for?
I need the bananas. I can't find the bananas. It's the last one.
Oh, the bananas. Okay, I'm looking here. Now, if you've got bananas, let us know 131060, because Chantel from Hornsby.
Hello.
Hey, Chantel.
Now, you're into this. Hey. Your kids are obsessed.
It started with my little obsession, and it turned into the kids, and now I have two complete sets because the kids won't share.
I'm
thinking about getting a third for myself, but my husband is saying no more.
Okay.
He sees the warning signs.
Chantel, our friend Kylie from Gregory Hills doesn't have the bananas.
Yeah,
now, do you have a spare bananas? But you've obviously got two of the bananas so far, don't you?
I actually have four bananas.
Would you be willing to give you... Now, do you want to... Now,
Kylie, hang on. Kylie, are you there?
You haven't heard her terms yet. Chantel, would you be willing to either give those bananas to Kylie or just straight away? Are you willing to give those bananas to Kylie?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, I know what it's like when you're waiting on that last one to complete the set.
Oh, you're right. Chantel, you're a lovely person. All right, Chantel, you're going to get $50 to spend at Char Grill Charlie's and tickets to see the Giants versus the Sydney Swans. So well done you. Well played.
Thank you.
Hey, Kylie, how about lovely Chantel?
Oh, she's so beautiful. Thank you.
Oh, you're so cute.
You're going to, not the $65,000 secret sound, you're going to get tiny nannies.
Yay.
Yay.
That's fantastic. Yay.
They've gone, good on you, Coles.
When Mimi falls apart, New Year's Eve, when Tay Tay gets in a fight with Kanye, when you click on Justin Bieber's dick pic, that's entertainment.
When the Duke and Duchess of Sydney come to Sydney for the Invictus Games, we've been told that they're definitely staying at a luxe Point Piper mansion called Villa de Mer, worth $40 million.
Whoa.
It is apparently in Point Piper's prestige dress circle. It boasts private balconies and a pool, and it looks stunning. And I'm definitely sure that's where they'll be staying now that we all know it.
As if, I used to be a gardener for a lady that lived in Point Piper, and she was always away, and it was this amazingly super, super rich house, and it was my job just to keep the plants alive.
Wow. Can we add that to the list of jobs?
Yeah.
That's incredible, man.
You've had so many jobs.
Yeah.
Did you have access to the house when they were there, or just the gardens?
As if I was allowed in the house.
Really?
No. God, no. I was just keeping the plants alive. Anyway.
Okay, well, this is where they'll be staying now that we all know, for all right. Sure.
Get us in.
Meghan Markle refuses to speak to Thomas Markle Sr., we're being told, after him and Prince Harry had a fight on the phone and he hung up on the prince.
Whoa.
What about?
Yeah.
What's the fight about?
Well, we don't know. Oh. I mean, apparently he made a heartfelt plea and he's saying to her, you know, please pick up the phone, please pick up the phone. And then Harry's called and gone, mate, can we just pull back on the public?
No.
You know, can we just settle this privately?
Stop selling stuff to the paparazzi,
please. Yeah.
Effectively.
And then in which Thomas Markle Sr. is like, mate, I'm not having this from you. I mean, I'm just paraphrasing. I'm not having this from you, you redheaded uppity. I want to see my daughter. How dare you keep her from me? And then hang up on him. I don't
know. Did he throw in there, you don't own me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's hard to hang up. You have to press end call aggressively now. Like,
you can't do a loud hang up anymore.
Yeah, I really miss the.
That's good, actually. Bang. That's a good sound. If someone's out there, invent that sound.
So the person on the other end hears it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The angry hang up button.
Good idea.
Speaking of Meghan Markle's parents, we're moving on to Doria Ruglen, who's her mother. She's apparently moving to the UK.
Why?
To be closer. Oh, look, obviously they'll be having children soon.
Ah, yeah. Grandma's got
to
be close.
Yeah, she'll need to be there by her side.
There's not going
to
be any help at Windsor Castle, so she's
no, as you know, there's no one there. She'll just be Meghan and herself breastfeeding in a field.
That's funny.
Some cabbage Ruglen. Leaves on her engaged nips.
Poor thing.
Doria will come and she'll be able to massage them for her.
Just to help her out, yeah.
Oh, Doria does yoga, so she'll do some prenatal yoga, doll. Keep it nice and limber. Do a bit of massage on the perineum. It'll be
thank
fantastic.
You very much.
That's crossing the line a little.
I'm so sorry.
That's helpful.
I don't know why. To all the yoga instructors, you were not expected to do that.
I think you need that before the birth, not after it, isn't it? Yes.
No, you do the massage on the perineum before.
Yeah, that's right. Just to get it ready.
It's a nice bonding time for couples.
Did you do a little bit of that, did you?
My husband is not allowed even near my perineum. Keep your filthy hands off my perineum.
It's not for you.
Oh, that's going to be in a promo.
That's nice.
Okay, thank you.
That's us.
Today FM's Secret Sound.
What's that sound?
What's that sound?
Minutes past eight. What is that sound? This is the sound. $65,000 worth. This morning we say hello to Nikki in Mount Druitt. Nikki.
Oh my goodness, hello. Oh my God, I got through. Thank you.
How you going, Nick?
I'm great, thank you. How are you guys?
Yeah, going good. Now what would you use the money for?
Oh, I want to take the kids to Queensland, all the theme parks up there. We've never been.
Gee, $65,000 will definitely do you that. Okay.
Oh, well, they would get everything that they wanted up there, so there'd be no saying no from mummy, would there?
Oh, that's
true.
So kind.
$65,000, you can just build a roller coaster in your own backyard.
Yeah.
Oh, I could do that as well.
All right, Nick, now to the matter at hand. Here is the secret sound for $65,000. What do you believe that sound to be?
Oh, my goodness. So I think it's pulling a piece of paper out of a spiral notebook.
Let's hear it again. Say what your guess is again.
Pulling a piece of paper out of a spiral notebook.
One more time, the sound. Incorrect, Nikki. Sorry.
That's okay.
That one's going up with the other incorrect guesses. todayfm.com.au, a full list of the incorrect guesses. Your next chance to play is when we go 3 hours commercial-free after 9 o'clock with MC. $50 to spend at Char Grill. Charlie's, a delicious chicken shop for you, Nikki. You got kids there
hungry.
I can tell. Nice to speak to you. 6 minutes past eight.
Coming up next, Sydney on 131060, weird baby keepsakes.
Yeah.
What have you kept of your young children's, or what did your parents keep of yours? Because I've been carrying around something in my bag that I got busted with that some people thought was a bit gross.
Ooh, oh, really?
Okay. All right. Yeah. So 131060, what is your weird baby keepsake?
As gross as you want. Like, take it as far as you need to. No judgment, trust me.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Geraldine and St. Ives is amazing as well. 131060, weird pregnancy keepsakes, or weird baby keepsakes, not just pregnancy. I have been walking around with something in my handbag, and I was scared that people were going to bust me with it. I was really embarrassed it was in there. And then when I was at a photo shoot the other day, and my stylist, Rachel, had to get something from my handbag, and I said, no, don't go in there. And she's like, what have you got in there? And I said to her, oh, this is really embarrassing, but I've got my pregnancy test in there, my positive pregnancy test, my wee stick.
Yeah.
And she was like, babe, I've still got mine. And then the makeup artist was like, me too. And then I checked with Kim and Ali, and they're like, yeah, man.
Everyone's got them.
And Cassie.
Cassie.
How many have you
got? Good morning. So
I have three children, and I have three from each of them.
What?
So you've got nine in total.
Where do you keep them, Cass?
They're hidden away in a drawer at home, and my husband thinks it's disgusting and wants me to get rid of them.
Yeah.
But it's a sentimental moment that you go through those emotions.
Yes.
There you go.
And it was so, it was such a joyous time seeing that second line of people because we've been trying. But I also have the weird pregnancy serial killer drawer. And I think mothers have the weird pregnancy serial killer drawer where
what's in yours?
Teeth, hair.
First fingernails. We got our first fingernails.
Fingernails.
Like, it's all DNA samples that you would gather to frame a serial killer.
You would.
Yeah.
Wow. First lock of hair from, when they get the haircut for the first time.
Same. Everything first.
But the hair's going to keep growing.
Nah,
what's
but it's
the
first cut.
No, it's just the first of anything. Like, we've got it for our first child, Sailor, but Scout.
Oh, the second one doesn't matter.
No.
Yeah, same with me.
Never existed.
All Odie's birth photos, they're all on a phone somewhere. There's all framed stuff for Marcella.
Lisa from Greenacre, what have you kept?
Hi. I have all four of my children. I have every umbilical stump and every tooth they have lost.
Wow. Now, when you say the umbilical stump, did you say before you went in, hey, I want to keep this, or did you have to think about it in the moment to remind yourself?
No, it drops off.
No, it just drops off and you keep it.
Yeah, the one they keep in their belly button with the peg.
When you go home.
It's like birth beef jerky.
Wow.
Yeah.
Lisa, and do you ever look at it?
Yeah. Is it in the plastic cup? Mine's still in the cup they give it to you in with the peg.
They've all got the peg still attached to them, but they all have their own little containers.
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
Too. See how freaky we are?
There you go, Lisa.
It's called love is what it is.
Weird.
Jack from Oran Park.
Hello, g'day, how you doing?
Hey, Jack, what have you kept?
Yes, after hearing it, I think everyone keeps the Wii sticks as well. So we've got all of those, but we've just got them on, like, our bedside table, and the baby still plays with them. Whatever.
I love it.
Kept the little umbilical stump, I think they were calling it. Yeah. We got one of those as well.
Yeah.
And then, our daughter's first toenail that we cut off, we just chucked that in the little glass jar as well.
This is it. This is the same stuff people keep. What are you going to do with a toenail, Jack? What are you going to do with a toenail?
I don't know. We just kept it in there.
I don't know.
Everything fell off, a little bit of hair, a little bit of this, just chuck it all in.
When they first lose things from their tiny baby, it's their body. It's so precious. And if you put them all aside, you just think, oh, my God, this is disgusting. But at the time, it's the most beautiful thing ever.
Yeah. You only see it as magical when you're doing it. But
in retrospect,
it's flat out weird.
Marianne is about to win this, though, from Roach Crossing.
Come on, Marianne.
Weird baby keepsakes.
I kept my son got circumcised at 1 month old, and they put this little circle thing to pull the skin back, and it drops into the nappy, so I kept that.
Beautiful.
You kept the circumcision ring.
Beautiful, Marianne. Can you wear it on your finger? Could you wear it?
No,
stunning.
I just put it away with the umbilical cord, and I kept their teeth, their first haircut.
I thought they were going to say you kept the little flap of skin at the top.
That's what I thought was coming.
But you let them get rid of that, did you, Marianne?
Yes.
Wonderful.
Thanks, everybody.
I feel less weird. Thank you.
Get extra giggles when you download and subscribe to the podcast of M, Grant and Ed. Search Today FM Breakfast on your favourite podcast app or head to todayfm.com.au now. M, Grant and Ed.
Tough Mother.
Do something out of the ordinary. Tough Mother Sydney, November 17 and 18.
So what we're going to be doing today is rewarding somebody in Sydney who's very, very deserving, a tough mother of sorts. Now, today we've got Whitney from Liverpool on the line right now. Whitney, you there?
Hi. Yes, I'm here.
So your mum is Christine, who is also on the line. So go ahead and tell us why Christine is a tough mother, exactly.
My mum's been married now for 28 years, and she's had 10 children.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I could stop you right there and say she's one, but yeah, keep going.
There's more?
Yes.
Yeah, so I'm the eldest of 10. I'm 28, and my youngest sibling is 3.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, she has been popping out babies pretty much.
Yeah.
And she pretty much does everything, like... We've also have an adopted brother kind of thing that stays with us as well. So, you know, we open up our home to other children, and my mum is just one of those loving people. But she is a tough mum when it comes to disciplining us.
Yes.
And she's a very strong woman. She's a very selfless woman. She doesn't do anything for herself. So I randomly came across the competition on Today FM, and I was like, you know what? My mom is the toughest woman I know, and she is literally my hero.
That's so nice.
This is like just a small token of appreciation to her. She deserves so much more.
Honey.
Thank you for entering, Whitney. Now, Christine, you've been listening to your eldest daughter there. Hi, Christine.
Good morning.
How are you?
Oh, not bad for a Monday morning.
is it true that you have, 13 people living in the one house?
15.
And you look after all of them, Christine?
That's correct.
What about dinner time, Christine? If everyone's home for dinner, what happens?
Sometimes when I get to a point where I'm just, like, not in the mood, I said every man for themselves. That's when I want my days off. So I go, every man for themselves. Or you call me in a good mood, or we just say, okay, here's all the pots, start cooking.
Yeah.
I've got that small pot, it's those big, massive pots. So
yeah,
I go, there you go. If you're hungry, serve yourself.
If you're hungry.
Perfect.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you, Whitney, for nominating the lovely Christine. So, Christine, on behalf of Tough Mudder and Whitney and ourselves, $1,000 cash for you and tickets to Tough Mudder.
Thank you.
And Christine, you are ordered to spend every cent on yourself. Do you understand?
Yes, exactly. Just you.
Everybody listen. Kids, listen. It's all for me.
Yeah, it's all for me. So back off. Oh, you're wonderful. Hey, Christine and Whitney, thanks for speaking to us today. It's been a pleasure to meet you guys.
Yeah.
So if you've heard the story there, if you've got a tough mother in your life, todayfm.com.au, anything that you think, yes, this is a perfect opportunity for me to say thank you to a mum or a stepmum in your life and do something out of the ordinary. Tough Mudder, Sydney, November 17, 18, toughmudder.com.au. Tonight, have you been paying attention? It's on at 8:30, actual 8:30, on your Channel 10. And one of the, regular guests who's on tonight, you know her from The Edge of the Bush, her own ABC show. Also in Get Crackin', the winner of Best Show at the Sydney Comedy Festival 2018. Good morning, Anne Edmonds.
Good morning.
Nice to see you.
AKA Helen Badoo.
Helen Badoo.
Oh, how are we all?
We're going good.
Yeah, good.
Going good. We were just chatting,
yes.
And you and Grant share something in common.
Cows, Grant. A love of cows?
Do you own cows too?
Yeah, I got a couple of cows in Brunswick.
Yes, you do.
You're from the country,
milk.
Eh? I'm not from the country. I moved there when I was
Why did you move to the country?
An ex of mine got a job there. Oh. Yeah, said, thanks, Ed. Oh. Thanks for bringing it up.
This is beautiful.
And we moved to Mount Gambier, of all places, in rural South Australia.
Yeah.
Where every young person with anything interesting to say left as we came in.
And you arrived. Yeah. High five on the way out. See you guys. Yeah. Where are you going?
But we had a ball. Quickly joined the football and netball team, which is essential.
Straight away.
Jeez, straight
the
into
Mount Gambier netty team would be hectic.
Oh, yeah. There was
Wedgie play.
Wing attack. Wing defence.
Those are the two sort of positions you'd get rid of, though, wouldn't you, if netball?
Wood duck. But wing defence, as they call wood duck. Goal
wood
attack
duck.
Up themselves.
Yeah,
all of them.
Yeah, yes. And the centre's a bitch.
Oh, I know. I was a centre. Yeah, that makes sense. You're spot on.
What does the centre do to make a
I'm a centre and a wing attack. You are. You're just everywhere.
You're just everywhere.
You've got the whole control of the whole court, so you're going to have an attitude problem.
True. She's spot on, mate. All centres are bitches, and I was a centre. I can say it's fine.
So, but when you went rural,
yes.
How, as someone who, you know, you're sort of in a city person, how did you try and ingratiate yourself into the rural lifestyle?
Well, I started playing the banjo straight away.
It's just perfect.
Is that before or after you sat on the porch in your rocking chair with your shotgun?
I thought I was bored a lot. There was not much to do.
Right, okay.
And so I immediately thought, what should I do? And I thought, I need to play that banjo. And I got one and learned it.
How much is a banjo?
It was about, I don't know, $1,000 or something. Ah, yeah,
is that a good one?
No, that's a crappy one.
That's a crap banjo.
It's a terrible instrument because it's so heavy too. I've dragged it all around the world, that thing. Yeah. I kicked it in London once. It's too heavy.
Banjo rage.
Oh, my God, I love it.
Banjo rage.
Now, how's Helen going? Because Helen's taken the country by storm.
Helen Badu.
Yes.
God, she's good. She's good. We're going up to Brisbane soon, which feels like natural habitat. I'm trying to get her on the Gold Coast because I feel like there'd be no irony there. They'd be like, yep.
Yeah, that's just one of us.
What's wrong with her?
End up as mayor.
It's like they watch Kath and Kim as a documentary there. They love it.
I'm looking at banjo prices, Anne. Oh, yes. I have to say, but you may have been ripped off.
Uh-oh.
Because there are banjos here for $110.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh. You paid a
They saw me coming.
They saw it coming. City slicker. And how long does it take? Because, Steve, you know, there's two comedians who play banjo. It's you and Steve Martin.
Mm.
And Steve Martin.
And Billy
Connolly.
Billy Connolly.
Oh, three. There you go. So the three banjo playing comedians. Yes. But Steve Martin now in his gigs, there's often a boring bit where he plays banjo and the jokes stop. Because he wants to show off because he's so good at it.
Yes,
how long does it take? Is he genuinely a good banjoist?
Yes.
How long does it take to get sort of passable at banjo?
Passable was for me 2 years, but that is not what Steve Martin is doing.
Right.
I'm plucking out a few chords.
You're good.
That wasn't a swear.
Oh, it's plucking out.
Plucking.
Oh, that was good.
She said, I'm plucking out a few chords. And it was just a season for
that. That was awesome.
Not dropping an F-bomb on Breakfast Radio.
I'm having
one.
A plucking good time.
Thought Helen might have come out then.
Have you thought about Helen playing the banjo?
She could. She played guitar in her show.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
That's mad. Yeah. All right. So tonight is having been paying attention, yes. Myself, you and others, Network Channel 10, Secret Sound. We're doing Secret Sound at the moment.
Oh.
Okay, so this is for 65 grand.
And I get it?
Oh, yeah.
So 65 grand.
Definitely you'll get it.
All right.
So for 65,000 in cash, absolutely. For $65,000, banjos and Edmonds, what is this sound? Do you want to hear it one more time? What is that sound?
Am I really going to get $65,000 for saying fart?
Yeah, I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Do you want to hear the real secret sound?
Yes.
Here we go.
That's interesting.
What do you think?
I think that is when someone gets cards and gets the corners and drrts them and then...
Yep.
That's what I think it is.
It's and a very then common goes thought. At the casino, not that I go there or any of that.
That is correct. She's won the money.
Oh! I'm going to put a deposit on a hat. Where do I collect it?
Yeah, no, just, we'll meet you in 5 minutes.
Yeah, see the car park.
Oh, yeah. Great,
bye,
guys.
Bye, Anne.
I'm glad
to see
I came
you.
In.
Thanks, Anne.
You guys are snickering.
Yeah, we just had a realization that something tragic happened at the weekend.
I met my soulmate, Scout Denia, for the first time.
Who never greets anybody but ran at you from across the car park and jumped into your arms.
Wow.
Yeah, we're soulmates. But what did you
I love you.
I love you too, Scouty. We had a good fun time. It was just Tara and I, two antisocial weirdos. But you've just... As the song's finishing, you just drop a bombshell that I've permanently marked her and burnt her little arm.
You're doing a great job of playing with the kids, and they wanted to, you know, get some glitter and some designs across their body and arms, and they're playing with diamantes, but we couldn't get the glue glitter to stick on her arm. So Em had a little trick that she uses from her stage shows. Em, what did you bring to the table?
I've got like spirit gum drag queen glue that I put on my face when I want to stick things on it. So I did a little snake on her arm and you said that it's burnt her skin.
Yeah, she's had a bad reaction to it.
Oh,
and all the marks underneath where the glitter was, her little skin's gone all crinkly where it's had a little reaction. So it's kind of, it's burning, Daddy. It's burning.
Oh, no. That's not funny. I'm so sorry.
Is it meant to be for two-year-olds?
Well, I just thought because I put it in my eyes, it was okay. Right, I didn't even think. And she was so adamant that the glitter had to stick and I was scared of her and I wanted her to like me. So I ran out and got my makeup bag and I just did what I was told.
It's nothing that 2.5 hours in the bath couldn't fix with me scrubbing madly in the hair.
You should have called me.
Trying to get it off.
It's just eucalyptus oil or baby oil. It's got to be oil to get it off.
We tried the baby oil. It didn't work.
Oh,
it didn't
my
come
God.
Off.
Tell Shez. He must be ready to kill me.
She's fine now.
I'm though. So sorry, Daniel.
Look, we got all the glitter off, but there's just a permanent burn mark of a rainbow on her arm.
A burn mark of a rainbow?
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
It's like prison.
Oh, Jesus, I've branded her for life.
It's okay, it's but, I mean, only
if
raised.
You to, if you had to pick a brand. Raised? I mean, you'd pick a rainbow, wouldn't you? I mean, if you had to pick anything. I'm so sorry. That glue goes in my eyes. I didn't think it would burn around my face.
She loved the one-on-one time with you all
She's
that, all
my best
that,
friend,
so.
Though, now. She's my best friend.
She's still got happy memories of Arnie M.
Do you know what my favourite part
can
was?
Smell her, we can smell the flesh burning, but she's still got happy memories.
I just love it. She came in at one point and just got nude, guys.
What?
Yeah, we're all just sitting there and she just goes, I don't want my clothes on anymore, and just took them all off. It was -2 in Bathurst at the time.
It was actually -2. Like, it was sleeting outside, yeah. And then she was out there wanting to show Em how she rides the quad bike.
The petrol quad bike with no clothes. She's amazing. She's everything Grant promised and more. I'm so sorry I burnt her.
This podcast of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed is brought to you by Noble Oak Life Insurance. Buy direct and save up to 20%. No advisors, no surprises. It's Noble Life Insurance. Just search Noble Oak.